Pro teams have millions to spend, and they don't always spend them wisely. But when it comes to a great shave, you don't have to shell out tons of cash. Harry's saw customers getting ripped off by the shaving industry, with overpriced, underperforming products, and decided to do something better. They found their own way to make beautifully designed razors for a fraction of the price of the other big brands, so you never wonder if you overpaid. Harry's shaving products look great, and the weighted handle makes shaving feel great too. I like to keep my beard neat, and Harry's always leaves me with a smooth yet crisp shave. Harry's quality is top-notch, thanks to German-engineered blades made in their own factory that stay sharp longer. You can get a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, foaming shave gel, and a travel cover for just $3 at harrys.com/bluewire. And Harry's has the highest customer satisfaction in the shaving industry, plus a convenient subscription option that you can cancel at any time. Getting the best doesn't mean spending the most when you shave with Harry's. Get started with a $13 trial set for just $3 at harrys.com/bluewire. That's harrys.com/bluewire for a $3 trial set.
This episode of the Golf Gambling Podcast on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network is presented to you by Cut. Cut is the peer-to-peer social betting platform that's U.S.-based and available in 40 states. Head to Cut.com, that's K-U-T-T.com, and use promo code SGPN for a 10% deposit bonus. And we're also brought to you by Underdog Fantasy. Play their fantasy pick'em chance for a chance to win 100 times your money in the NBA, MLB, NHL, PGA, and more. Sign up today using promo code GOLFSGPN to get 100% deposit match. And Hall of Fame Bets, the sports betting research platform for parlays, player props, and game lines. Download the Hall of Fame Bets app or visit hofbets.com. Use promo code SGPN to get 50% off your first month and start making smarter bets today. All right, D-Gens, welcome back. It's your boy, Boston Capper. Steve is off gallivanting around the world. So I brought my boy BK on to talk about the Texas Children's Houston Open. BK, what's up, buddy?
How I'm glad you invited me on. You know, happy to take Steve's spots. Down to, you know, talk about agronomy and how the course is going to play in March.
We'll be doing any agronomy
talk. Like, I'm making sure Steve doesn't go unnoticed, and I'm going to try and fill his spot well. And he's coming on my pod next week to talk Valero and and Live Miami, obviously.
He is so excited about next week, by the way.
Live Miami?
He wants to talk about Doral. He wants to talk about the test next week, about Valero and how it's going to like be really close to the Masters, a good test for the PGA guys. I have a text, a scroll on already with notes about both courses.
Wow. Okay. I'm excited.
Yeah, he's gonna be good. So wear him out before you talk to me. So my pod is in 3.5 hours long.
Okay, sweet.
So what do you got going on? Yeah, what did you do tonight? Who'd you talk to tonight? Anybody good?
I had this guy, Sharp Selections, on. He bets on NHL and PGA. He asked to come on. I said yes. It was a good pod. Check it out. Definitely. I mean, if you're listening to this, you know, I'm probably gonna say a lot of similar stuffs, but it was a good pod. I'm excited for this stretch of golf, you know, kind of coming up after Valero is really where the season picks up. You know, this PGA Tour season has kind of been what it's been. And at the end of the day, it just shows that we are gambling. That is truly how I feel about this this season.
Yeah, so I guess let's talk about that for a little bit, right? So ratings have been insanely down, right? It was like, what, 25-30% down at TPC? You couldn't ask for anything better. People like the Malnati story, I guess. God knows what those fucking ratings were on Sunday. I mean, I don't know. I guess it's just, why do you think golf ratings are down?
To me, it's honestly crazy that many people were ever watching the Valspar. Like, genuinely. Like, I don't know why 2 years ago so many people were watching the Valspar. Like,
well, 2 years ago, weren't we still in the pandemic?
Yeah. Like,
I don't remember. I live in Florida. It only happened for like 4 months now.
Yeah. Like, to me, the golf product's just like not that great. And
no, it's terrible.
And unless you are a sicko like you or I that has money on the line, I think people are just like, yeah, I'll turn it on in the back nine of Sunday, if that. And I also think a big part of it, you know, I saw someone tweet about this before, like, you know, we're completely out of the pandemic. There's different things to do on the weekends. Like, I think golf got a big rate you know, increase, you know, a couple of years ago when there was obviously less to do on the weekends and all the best players were playing in the same spot. Yeah. To the point that everyone was making and you might make that like fans are pissed off and they don't want to watch. I think that's completely overblown. Like, I don't think there's such a small percentage of people that are like, I'm so sick of this politics between Liv and the PGA. I'm just not. Who says that?
No one other than Twitter. Like, if I polled the guys who I golf with, right? Like, so you random, you know how it is. Like, you go with your buddy, you get paired up with another twosome. That twosome has zero fucking clue about the PGA versus Liv, unless they're a degenerate gambler too. Like, that's it. And then if they're a degenerate gambler, they don't even give a shit about that. We're just going to start complaining about the coverage on Thursday and Friday.
Yeah.
And how come we can't see our guys making shots? And what the hell? Like, it is such a niche little world thing for us with the Liv versus PGA stuff. And then, yeah, it was such a weird time in golf. It's, who gave a fuck? Like, who cares? Like, the product's getting worse. That's the only thing that matters. Is the product's getting worse and it was already bad.
Yeah, I don't know if it's getting worse, to be honest. It's been kind of bearable, to be honest. Like, the players was great. Valspar, like, I watched the whole Sunday. It wasn't that bad. There was only, like, one moment where Matt Hughes made a 40-footer on playing through where I was like, okay, that's ridiculous. But I guess from their defense, like, you don't think someone's going to make a 40-footer. You could probably put it on
play. They don't watch Mackenzie Hughes then, because that's what he does.
He makes 40-footers. The coverage thing to me, like, you want to watch Thursday, Friday. Oh, the main feed's great. You know, if you don't have a job or you could just fucking watch golf.
Well, you're in a cubicle. Friday. Listen, man, the cubicle warriors can
fucking
watch that shit.
But, like, main feed's pretty good. And that's like the majority of the
round.
It's not bad. Yeah. And then, like, golf channel coverage is always bad. Anytime it's on always golf bad. Channel, it's terrible. But I think the stuff on Twitter, like, people are pissed off, the coverage is bad. It's just golf just doesn't have that same feel this year. And I don't know why the ratings were so high to begin with. Like, it totally makes sense that they're down. And it's just whatever. Like, it doesn't impact me in any way, shape, or form. Like, I don't.
The ratings don't. But what scares me is if the ratings are going down, is the product going to get worse or better? Do you know what I mean? Like, is this gonna be like the Red Sox, right? Where you have the ghoul of John Henry who won't sign a fucking soul and wants to bag and basement shop everybody and says, go fuck yourself. We don't care about the team. You're still gonna come. Is that what Monahan's gonna do? Or is he gonna try to fix it? Well, the ratings are going down anyway. Why am I gonna go out of my way to spend more money? Why am I gonna throw good money after bad if nobody's watching it anyway?
Yeah, I don't know. Again, I'm not a network executive. I don't know how much the ratings this year are, like, impacting future plans. Like, I don't know if, like, the PGA Tour headquarters are, like, all bent out of shape about these ratings going down. I don't know. I really don't know, but it seems like it was kind of inevitable to happen. And it just kind of is what it is. But I also don't think, like, new people are like, I got to watch this event. Like, I don't know what new fans they're kind of bringing. You know,
I think that's
so it's tough.
I think that's the biggest problem. But whatever, we're here. We're going to gamble on. It doesn't matter what it is. We can shit on the tournament all we want. And we're still going to be there sweating the first round.
I'm excited for the TGL, though. Like, that promo they put out was, like, pretty good. Like, I'm down.
Bro, come on. Seriously?
I think it'll be chill. I think it'll be chill.
It's going to be terrible.
I just
Have you ever even played golf on a simulator?
It's awful. Good. What?
It's going to be terrible. Have you ever played golf on a simulator? It's fucking terrible.
Yeah, I do it like most. I like sim golf. I just shot a 77. I just broke 80, brother. Have you ever broken 80? I broke 80 on a sim, okay?
The worst. Absolutely. You
really don't like sim golf?
No, I fucking hate sim golf. It's terrible.
Well, I mean, you live in Florida, so there's no reason to play sim golf.
No, that's bullshit because it's 110 degrees down here for like fucking 3 months and you can stroke the hell out. And so the only sim golf I'll give you is if it's like at a driving range like with shot link data behind you. Right, where you have the screen up and you're actually hitting the ball into the air and it's going farther than fucking 6.5 feet, right? So you actually see where it goes and it tails it off. That's fine, but I don't know, man. I guess if they put odds on it, I'm going to gamble on it. So I don't
know. I just think, because we talk about the product, like, this is like a set product. It will be like the NBA where there's only action going on, you know, during the time and then there'll be commercials. And I think it'll be fun. I'm excited.
I am highly fucking skeptical.
Okay, that's fine. That's all good. Highly skeptical. I think it'll be good.
Well, you are young and optimistic. I am old and bitter. So
yes, I guess
we can do it that way. All right. So I guess how did Valspar go for you? Who'd you have?
No one really mixing. Kind of bet a bunch of long shots. I bet Tony Finau instead of Cam Young. So I guess that worked out.
That's better for you, though. That's so much better.
Truly, if it was players having Cam Young, I'm not going to say it, but
yeah.
It would have, you know, I would have thought about it.
I got you. I understand. You don't have to say that because then we'll get canceled.
So that would have been really bad. But yeah, Pete Malnati, he was playing well. Like, it's so fun. No, he was. He genuinely, for a guy 300-1 that can't, like we talk about guys can't win, Pete Malnati cannot win. For 300-1, like, you could have made worse bets. Like,
dude, I had Sheamus at 200-1. I was like, oh, baby, let's go. Fucking going into Sunday.
So you were locked in Sunday.
And then Keith Mitchell put all his bad juju all over him and sunk him too. Oh, and I had Mackenzie Hughes too. I was locked in on Sunday.
Yeah, Mac Hughes, you know, probably flew a little bit too close to the sun. But it looked like it was his tournament to win for a little bit.
A little bit. And then you remembered he always Mac Hughes.
He's still a guy that could pop up and win randomly. So like going into Sunday, like Mac Hughes winning that event totally would have checked out.
Oh, he was on top of the leaderboard and my buddy walked in and he's like, he's like, how's it going? I was like, well, Mac Hughes is on top. And he's not going to win, so there's going to be pain here in the next, I don't know, call it 45 minutes.
Yeah.
And there was pain in 45 minutes. That was it.
Yeah.
You know how this goes.
Yeah, I enjoyed it. But again, like, it's just, even for me, it's just not, like, riveting. Even, like the finish was great, but, like, it wasn't that great. Like, there was just something missing. I don't know what it is. It's just...
I think you're right. Like, I get it, because, just, I mean, you really can't ask for more than what they had on Sunday, right? You got Malnati, Young, and like 10 other fucking jabronis within two shots of the lead. And there's really no drama because nobody's going out and winning it. Nobody's hitting like great shots. They're all just kind of ham and egging it around the back nine. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and that course just does nothing for me.
Oh, I love that course. That's a tough course, but I love
it. For me, I don't know why. It is just the most... I don't hate it and I don't love it. It's just like the most average course on the PGA.
It is so more than average.
It just doesn't.
Yes, playing black is average, okay? Or red or yellow or blue, whatever the fuck you play.
Well, I didn't say black.
Yeah.
No, but Valspar, it's just like, it's not like super hard and it's not super easy. It's just like,
it is super fucking hard. Look at the fucking winning scores, man. It is fucking hard. Get out of here.
And this doesn't. Horrible thing. The Valspar is just the most average PGA Tour event. It's not terrible.
No, it's not. The John Deere is the most average.
No, PGA that's Tour a event. Bad tournament. Like, that's a bad tournament.
Fine.
Like, fucking TPC Fine. Craig Ranch. Like,
the Heritage, bad event. The Heritage is the most average fucking tournament.
No, because that's elevated.
The Wyndham. The Wyndham is the most average.
I'll put it in that category. Yeah. I'll put it in the there's a two or three that are, like, just very that's average.
That's
doesn't get my cock hard.
Awful.
Like, doesn't not. Like, it's just average. Okay, fine.
Terrible take. All right, so Biz asked, it's hard to believe that Boston is the highest IQ city in America. Do you know why, Capper? Yeah, probably because it's got Harvard and MIT and all these outsiders coming. Yeah. Because it ain't for the school system I grew up in. I promise you that. Fucking Christ.
Adreed?
Huh?
Adreed time?
Adreed? No, not yet. Okay. I was going to ask you, you brought a hockey guy on. I think I actually know what you're talking about from hockey. So how do you feel about your boys?
Yeah, it's whatever. They weren't really that great. There were stints where they were great. Mm-hmm. At the end of the day, you know, I'm personally of the belief you'd rather have your team make the playoffs and lose in the first round.
Absolutely.
Okay. But I also do think that there is, hopefully, them missing the playoffs makes changes in the roster and the management.
Yeah,
but
I hope so.
I'm confident in Patrick Waugh. I think they have some good pieces. You know, if the Islanders are fighting for a wild card next season, I'm happy. It's whatever. I don't expect the city to win a
Stanley Cup. Rock can be your front office?
What?
When did Rock come to your front office?
He's the coach.
Oh, I missed that somehow.
Get the fuck out.
I missed that somehow.
You didn't know that Patrick Waugh was the coach of the Islanders?
No, I didn't pay attention to that at all. Not even a little bit. Nope. Of course, dude, you should absolutely be fucking stoked for that.
Yeah.
The guy was awesome. The guy was awesome in the front office in Colorado. He was literally, you know, so I'm obviously much older than you. So NHL 92 and 93, grew up in Boston. There was a rule. You could not be the Montreal Canadiens when we used to play because you could not score on Patrick Roy in that game. The wraparound cheat didn't work. Nothing fucking cheated. Hated that guy.
Greatest goalie of all time. Like the jury's still out for how good of a coach he is. But
I will also counter that. You want your team to make the playoffs as long as, even if they lose in the first round, unless you set the points record for the NHL and you get bounced by a Florida team.
Yeah.
That, sir, is the worst fucking feeling.
Yeah, no, especially when you nuke them like to win the series. No, but I mean, at the end of the day, I'm going to be rooting against the Rangers. That's it. You know, I love the NHL playoffs. My team's not going to be in it. We're just rooting against the Rangers. That's it.
There is nothing better than the NHL playoffs. Period.
It's awesome. I love it.
There is nothing better.
It's amazing. It's truly.
It's better than the NFL, the NBA playoffs. I ain't got shit on it. There's years off of my life from watching the Bruins in the fucking NHL playoffs. It is. You can't recreate it. The stopping and the you can't breathe and the for fucking 60 minutes straight. I love it. There's nothing better than the NHL.
Love it. I'm with you 100%. I'm excited. It's coming around the corner.
Right around the corner too. First of all, it's so weird that the fucking finals end up getting played in June and you end up playing a place in Florida where they got to worry about the ice fucking melting. It's fucking
ridiculous. Yeah,
we need to fix that. All right. Well, all right. I guess that's enough. Grab ass. We'll get the Texas Children's Houston Open after we talk about SGPN. You got home of the 20 plus gambling podcasts, all completely free. And our March Madness. Listen, the SGP show hosted by Ryan Kramer and Sean. They've picked every tournament game against the spread since 2012. And of course, Colby and the College Basketball Experience with Ryan. And the producer, Noah B, continue their unmatched coverage of college basketball betting. Subscribe to the Sports Gambling Podcast and the College Basketball Experience wherever you get your podcasts. And Cut Betting. It's peer-to-peer social betting platform that's U.S.-based and available in 40 states. Peer-to-peer social betting is a new and better way to bet. Bet directly against your friends and other users on sports, politics, pop culture, and other events with verifiable outcomes, plus a ton of social features to give you a feel of a real betting social network, plus lower vig and fully customizable odds. Cut handles the payment side of things, so you don't have to chase anybody if you money. Social features with group chats, betting leaderboards, head-to-head history, profiles, fan groups, and more. Plus, you get cash back every single time you bet against your friends or other users. Download Cut today in the App Store over at KUTT.com and use promo code SGPN for a 10% deposit bonus. And Underdog Fantasy, half of it left Florida. I guess I just found out I can still do the drafts. I just can't do the over-under, so that made me a little happy, right? Still out of balance of the day. Didn't pull it out, hoping DeSantis pulled his head out of his ass and let us do it. Guess what? Shocking. DeSantis didn't pull the head out of his ass, and I still can't do the over-under. So go fuck yourself, Ron. Everybody who can do it, we can pick rivals games, pick two heads against each other, over-under birdies, bogeys around, greens regulation. It is a beautiful thing if you have it. I miss it very much. That's it. Just go over to Underdog and use code GOLF SGPN to get your first deposit doubled up to $100 as well as an instant pick and special. And visit UnderdogFantasy.com. That's it. Must be 18 plus and present in the state where Underdog Fantasy operates. Terms apply. Concerned with your play, call 1-800-522-4700. Visit ncpgambling.org. All right.
Pro teams have millions to spend, and they don't always spend them wisely. But when it comes to a great shave, you don't have to shell out tons of cash. Harry's saw customers getting ripped off by the shaving industry with overpriced, underperforming products and decided to do something better. They found their own way to make beautifully designed razors for a fraction of the price of the other big brands, so you never wonder if you overpaid. Harry's shaving products look great, and the weighted handle makes shaving feel great too. I like to keep my beard neat, and Harry's always leaves me with a smooth yet crisp shave. Harry's quality is top-notch, thanks to German-engineered blades made in their own factory that stay sharp longer. You can get a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, foaming shave gel, and a travel cover for just $3 at harrys.com/bluewire. And Harry's has the highest customer satisfaction in the shaving industry, plus a convenient subscription option that you can cancel at any time. Getting the best doesn't mean spending the most when you shave with Harry's. Get started with a $13 trial set for just $3 at harrys.com/bluewire. That's harrys.com/bluewire for a $3 trial set.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart, the seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
That was a lot.
Great job. I like the in-house ad.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, listen, we gotta pump our own shows, especially the mothership, man. They put in a lot of work in March Madness. I don't know shit about college basketball.
Yeah, I don't know either, but I love betting college basketball. It's fun. Like,
I don't like betting college basketball anymore. I the 2 years in a row, the first half on is a completely fuck me.
Okay, you've been riding that?
Yeah, of course, because I'm a blind idiot. I don't know anything about it. First half unders, whatever.
Yeah, like this weekend, parents are going to Europe. Like the boys are coming over. We're getting a keg and we're betting college basketball.
You're gonna get the parents bring you down to the Bahamas. Why don't you get them to bring you to fucking Europe?
I don't want to go on a trip to Europe with my parents. They're going on like a Viking cruise. It's like an old person thing.
That is an old person thing.
Yeah,
that's fair.
So we're throwing a rager.
You're gonna find a sugar mama though.
Yeah,
gonna blow the cobwebs off.
Yeah,
got deep in it. Got a little money.
Yeah, I'm okay on that right now.
All right, fair enough. All right, so what do you think about this tournament? I already know that you texted me that Scotty's going to win. I told you, no, I don't think so. You told me to, quote, fuck off. So at the top of the board, 275. You're really going to put fucking money on Scotty Scheffler?
No, I'm not betting Scotty. Like, there's a difference between thinking Scotty's going to win and betting outrights is probably a waste this week. And like being legit, like, yeah, I'm going to bet 275. Like, no, that's not what I'm doing. But I, you know, before the players, I was talking shit about Scotty. And I was like, he's not going to gain putting. He's not going to win the players. Like, he's on the bet. He has a PMT time. Like, he's not going to win. I, you know, laughed at him when he missed a 5-footer on one. And I'm like, we won. We beat him. And then he ruined my life. He legitimately ruined my life at the players. So I'm not going to be like, that was it. Like, I have no reason to doubt this guy ever again. And he's just miles better than everybody in this field. And
he's not miles better than everybody in this field. He's not miles better than Wyndham Clark. And I get, listen.
You one person. He has to beat one guy.
He doesn't have to be one guy. You're being so over the top dramatic. You had a great card. And literally, you hit everything around Scotty. And you have very much scar tissue. And you're like a beaten wife at this point. Like, you're just like, I can't bet anybody other than Scotty. Right?
But no, I'm not still going
to
bet.
He's 275 to win. All these guys can win. Peter Balmardi just won a fucking golf tournament.
Scotty wasn't playing.
Bro, listen. I would rather bet Scotty at 8-1 to miss the cut.
I'm not talking about Scotty in a betting sense. I'm just saying he's probably going to win, and I'm not going to get.
He's not probably going to win. Why do you think he's going to win?
Because this field's fucking terrible. Alex Norn's 35-1. It's not an amazing course room, but it's a good course room. It's not the Amex.
Yeah,
he's never like. Yeah. It's a great spot for him. And he's 2 years ago, he won 4 times in like 3 months. People are acting like he can't win at this rate when he literally just did it.
Yeah, listen, I get that. But at the same point, we were all at a point where Scotty's never going to lose again. John Rahm's never going to lose again. Like, that's it.
And they went on their runs.
Get out of the way.
And they went on their runs where they won the tournaments that they teed it up in.
No, that's absolutely incorrect. No, John Rahm did not win every tournament he teed up at, and neither did fucking Scotty.
Oh, I understand that, but at the same time,
Scotty's not going to hurt you anymore.
Yes, he is. He probably is. Okay.
No.
Look, I don't know why people are like, he's not going to win this week. Like, I more often than not, you got to be like, look, at the end of the day, he's probably going to go on this run again, and he's playing against a terrible field on a good course for him, and he's playing unbelievable golf, and he's figured out something with the flat stick, and he's probably going to win. Do you see a world in which he's not T5 or better going into Sunday?
Absolutely. I absolutely do. Why not?
The guy won the Players with a bum neck against the best players on the PGA Tour.
It's golf. Dude, what he does is just the same thing over and over and over again. He does it well, right? So listen, you're right. He could absolutely come and boat race this field. But at the same point, the winds could kick up on fucking on Friday, gets a little left and right, he misses the thing. He doesn't
miss a shot.
Right. So betting odds wise, he's basically called 3-1 roundup, 3-1 to win, and 8-1 to miss the cut. You think he's two and a half times more likely to win than miss the cut?
I mean, I legitimately think he has 0% chance to miss the cut this week. There is not a world in which Scottie Scheffler misses.
All right, we're going to make a cut bet. So here we go. So we're going to make a cut bet. I'll post it up on there. Brian can come scoop up all the Scottie versus the field bets, and he can take me.
I'm not taking Scottie versus the field bet, but there is 0% chance Scottie misses the cut this week. It's not
a 0% chance. You know that's factually incorrect. Yes?
In my Brian Kirstner math, there is a 0% chance that Scottie Scheffler misses
the cut. There's absolutely way he misses the cut. Bro, it's absolutely going to happen. Do you think Scottie's never missed the cut before? He was on the streak, and he was winning, and then missed the cut. I can't remember. Yeah, I'll
he missed
it
the PGA. It's completely different. PGA, he just won the fucking
only cut he's missed?
What?
That's the only cut he's missed?
I mean, I know he missed the cut at the PGA.
No, absolutely not. No, stop it. Stop it. You're overthinking this, man. I'm telling you right now. I get it. It feels like you're boxed in by him. He's just going to steal your money. He's not going to steal you.
Kobe with the prisoner of the moment. Fuck off with the prisoner of the moment. Like, he's literally just won the Players with a bum fucking neck. And he's going to win the Masters. He's going to win this week.
A bum neck. He had a crick in his neck. Kept
he was
playing.
Hitting he was his doing 8 iron 140.
Oh, I missed a free throw. Let me wiggle my fingers. Does the camera see that my fingers got wiggled?
He literally said on Friday that he was hitting his 8 iron 140 yards. Like, he wasn't at 100% for 2 days of the tournament and still won.
First of all, listen, as Sawgrass is my home fucking event, and I usually crush it there. I had Wyndham. Thanks for flipping that one up. That was super fun. And then the week before, Wyndham as well. Thank you again. 2 weeks in a row. The Players is wonky as fuck, man. It just is. Like he beat it because I don't know how to even explain how he fucking beat it. Like,
I look at the scores and I'm like, how did he win? Like, I look at his scores round to round. I'm like, how did that beat those guys?
It's Steady Eddie, man. Steady Eddie.
Exactly. He can shoot my.
Right, we spent enough fucking time on Scottie. Brian says, put all your money, mortgage payment on Scottie. There's nothing else to talk about. He's got it wrapped up. End of the pod?
I mean, I only bet like one guy this week. Like, I'm reluctantly betting a carpet. I'm not going to come on here and say, yeah, I'm fucking bet Steven Yeager at 50-1. He's going to take down Scottie. Like, no, I'm not a fucking idiot.
Right. You're disappointing me as my stepson. This is making me very
upset. I already did the Scottie can't win, and he ruined my life. So what do you want me to fucking do?
Listen, he's going to ruin people's lives. That's what happens. He's going to come steal your lunch money every once in a while. But he's not winning every fucking week, man.
Okay, he probably won't win like Colonial.
He's not winning the Masters either. Not winning the Masters.
All right.
I'll take you heads up, whatever you want to do with that. He ain't one of the Masters either.
Okay.
Not happening. Anyhow.
Okay.
All right. So Scottie's going to win. If you had to bet somebody else.
I bet Wyndham Clark at 14-1.
All right. That's a good number.
Like, one, I think he's the only person in the field with the guts to actually take down Scottie. Two, this is driver putter. Like, this is a place where you rip driver on basically every single hole. And a lot of the winners have gained a fuck ton putting. He fits that box for me. Am I worried about the letdown from the Players? 100%. Am I worried he was in Colorado last week, probably partying? Yes. That's definitely kind of
partying anymore, dude.
Maybe. He likes a six pack and a line. I know that for sure. He likes a six pack and a line.
He seems like he's cut way back, man.
I hope so. I think that he really wants to beat Scottie, little motivation factor. Other than the fact that it's a big letdown spot and it's not an elevated event. Wyndham, it's just a great course fit, and I trust him to take down Scottie. So 14-1 on bookmaker, I'll take that.
Yeah, so I'm 100% with you. That was the first bet I laid at 13. I didn't get 14. I got 13. Hydro Rock comes out later because they're crooks. Never mind the fact that if you put their parlays next to your locals, it's a 30% haircut because the Seminoles are goddamn criminals. But listen, for everything you said, the only thing I worry about a little bit with him is he's a good putter. I feel like bad putters win here.
I don't think you could be like, I'm going to bet bad putters.
No. But what I'm saying is maybe the edge is taken away, right?
Yeah. That stuff to me, It's tough to like base. I don't know. I'm
just saying that the only where I have. You're right. He's long off the tee, accurate off the tee, amazing around the green somehow, and he drains putts.
And he's a good long iron player, and these par fives are, I mean, these par fours are long. Granted, he'll probably be hitting like an 8-iron into them, if that, but still, like, I feel like he can do it. And there's in my opinion, like, there's a reason he's playing. He played well here when he was shit. Like, I think that he knows this is probably a good spot for him. So fuck it. We're riding with him this
week. Oh, and Kobe likes him too? Yeah, listen. Yeah. Kobe's if you guys want to make money, go follow Kobe's Twitter. He's not going to give you any DFS stuff, but he'll give you little hints based on how angry he is about certain stuff or how snarky he is at somebody's bullshit tweet. And you're like, "Oh, he doesn't like him this week." You can X him off your DFS player pool.
Yeah.
All right. So you like anybody else under 30-1?
No. You know, I thought this was a good spot for Zal. He's not a bomber. He's more accuracy driven recently, and I don't trust him to spike with the putter. Thieves makes sense.
Thieves makes all the sense in the world.
Thieves makes sense. I'm just not betting him at 18-1. I just I don't feel it. I do think it's a good spot for him. Like, I think like top 20, like he's probably there. I trust him to spike with the putter, and I like that it's wide open off the tee. So, and it's a good spot for Thieves. It's not for me.
I just don't trust Zalatoris yet. Like, I know he posted a couple of good finishes. I just still don't trust him. In my brain, he's still coming back from that injury. He's still trying to figure out his swing. And his putting stroke is still fucking... Listen, as somebody who's had a heart attack, that is a heart attack putting stroke when you have fucking money.
Yeah.
It's awful. Toes it. I don't give a shit if he does it on purpose or not. Like, that's not repeatable. And it's terrifying. I hate
it. Yeah, and I think the score could get to minus 16 this week. And I don't really love him there.
Well, there's Steve. He's on that heater a few months before when he on this. We'll see. Doubtful.
Trying to hide you out of the show.
That's fine. I told him I was going to have a bunch of takes that he couldn't argue with and fact check me on. Yeah. And so he said, hey, we don't have to go in the chat. Yeah. He's from parts unknown. I believe he's in Bali right now.
So kind of moving down a little bit. Which is the worst bet out of these? Noren 35, Hoagie 50, Bo 55.
Bo Hostler at any, you can make Bo 500 to fucking one. Bo Hostler literally looks like a Neanderthal, and like, oh, he only breathes out of his mouth. He is never winning on the golf. He's never
winning. So that's the worst number out of those.
That's the worst. But all those bets are bad. Noren at 35.
Like, that's what I'm talking about. You're a steal, dude. Alex Noren's 35-1.
Yeah,
what are we doing?
At these, all these fields are like this now if it's not a fucking elevated event.
No, it didn't feel like this last week.
It did feel like this last week. What are you talking about?
Feels better.
Barely. Barely.
It just like...
Why? Just, you like a couple guys in the 50 range better?
I just feel like the only... In this range, in my opinion, the only fair number is Mitchell at 40, in my opinion. Like, I think Mitchell 40 is Mitchell. A good number.
Mitchell. The guy who literally melts down anytime he has a...
When is he...
One good Sunday against Rahm and Homa, where he went toe to toe with them, and guess what he still did? Lost. You know why? Because that's what he is. He's a fucking loser.
I don't put Mitchell in the loser.
Killer Keith. He is not Killer Keith anymore. I'm going to bogey myself out of fucking coverage on Sunday, Keith, because I stay.
I do not put Keith Mitchell in the loser category. I don't think he's put himself in contention enough and blown it enough for me to be like, he's a loser.
Loser.
I disagree. Everyone has those rounds where, like, he just had a bad round. He's not Cam fucking Young. He's not Tommy Fleetwood. He's not Alex Noren.
That's fair. That's listen.
Like, he's not in that category for me.
He's almost there. He's been around for a long time, Brian.
And he has a win.
Right. He doesn't win.
And he hasn't, like, been good. So it's not like you expect him to win when he's like 70-80-1. So I think Keith Mitchell 40 is a good number. Am I going to bet it? Probably not.
Why do you
not.
Think that's a good number when he just melted down on Sunday? You think he's going to bounce back from that?
So I don't know. I'm kind of going, I'm throwing a deep example out. But literally one fucking week ago, Pete Malnati shot an 81 at the Players and then won the next week. Could you explain that to me, Captain?
No, absolutely not. Golf's stupid. That's why Scotty can miss the cut just as well as you can
miss the cut.
Nah, look, you just gave me a perfect fucking
No, it's you walk not. Right into the it's crap. A different. Right it's totally crap. Different. It's totally different.
Totally different.
So, who else did you bet?
The randomness of golf.
Did you bet anybody else under 75?
So I got Cebu just because I had to at 30.
Why?
Because, I mean, look, he's good. He's long enough off the tee. He's got a decent history around here. He should do well at this type of course. He's playing fine. And I feel like 30, 35. I couldn't get the 35. I saw him at fucking 35, but not here. So, yeah, I just think he's a good fit for the course. I really do. Like, I feel like he'll be fine here. It is different. I don't know anything about, what the weather in Texas between now and November is. I would imagine it's just kind of like Florida, right? It's probably a little wetter versus, just burnt out. I feel like that might help him out a little bit. I like Cebu, man.
Yeah, I think the course is a bit too long for him, and he can't putt.
He's not that short, man. He's not that short.
Still, he can't putt.
So, no, it's Cebu. No,
but the ball striking has been great. The ball striking has been great. I will say that.
So who do you have anybody between fucking? Actually, hang on. Before we jump into that mid range, let me fucking finish paying the bills. The Hall of Fame bets. You win bigger by betting smarter this NBA season with Hall of Fame bets. This one. Betting analytics platform for pilots, player props, and game lines. Research every NBA and soccer bet with the scroll stats and data. Enter any pilot idea into the Hall of Fame bets, a revolutionary pilot optimized tool to get hit rates broken down by leg, as well as expect the probability for the entire pilot. So it all plays by hit rate for any bet to learn which players are hot, which ones got value. Stop it in the back. Join over 30,000 researchers using Hall of Fame bets to craft more intelligent data driven pilots. Download Hall of Fame bets app or visit adrianfbets.com. Use promo code SGPN to get 50% off your first month. Start researching, start winning with Hall of Fame bets. Boom. All right. Who else do you like? Between 50 to 100. Anybody? 50 to 90.
I like Luke List. Okay. I think he fits kind of the bomber narrative, and I'm not gonna say I trust him to win, but I could see him. I could see him getting it.
75.
The putter's been better, 80 to 1. I don't hate it. Will he win? No, probably not. No. KH Lee.
Come on.
KH Lee.
Talk to me a little bit. Let's go.
Like, he's been kind of trending. He's been playing half decent. He's won twice in Texas. Other than that, I think he's probably could finish in the top 20.
Yeah, but, I like him top 20. I like him to win too. If you can get him, what, 65?
75 to 1.
Yeah, man. Fuck it. Dude, he was in. So, my buddy, we're talking about golf coverage, right? So, somebody who's literally new into golf, like gambling, right? Like, he got his first sweat with Wyndham at TPC. He had a couple guys. He had who did he have last week? He had Cam Young. He had KH Lee. And he's like, how come I can't see KH Lee? I haven't seen him on the TV once. And I was like, welcome to golf. Like, you're just not going to see your guy. And KH Lee, man, he looked good last week. He looked good like 3 or 4 weeks ago too.
Yeah, fourth at Honda, Young. Ninth at Valspar.
Yeah, like, come on, like, why not?
Don't
like,
hate it. Back in, don't back hate it.
I don't hate it at all. He's definitely on my first round leader card at fucking 70 to 1.
I like Jaeger. I like Jaeger. I'll probably bet him. Will he win? No. But Capper, no. Ride with me. First tee time out on Thursday.
We're not right, so first round leader. All right. So we both sweat fucking first round leaders. My buddy Mike has got me into three balls, first round three ball parlays. That is another type of drug. Super fun. I'll text you some of those just to follow along.
Yeah, I don't love that.
We hit six or seven in the morning waiting for Aaron Rye, first round last Monday. Aaron Rye went and completely shit the bed and ruined fucking a seven leg fucking parlay for us.
Yeah, that's why I don't like first round leaders. Should hit way more.
Oh yeah, yeah, definitely. Yeah, definitely.
Will you ride Jaeger first round leader with me?
Fine, I'll do Jaeger first round leader.
He's first tee timeout.
Come on. Okay. I look back. There's no rhyme or reason. There's ones and tens. It's a different time of year. There's PMs, AMs. So sure, why not?
Yeah. I mean, on a macro level, I like losers that are good course fits first round.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, I like guys coming off a good Sunday's KH Lee. Sun Kang. Fine, ride with me with Sun Kang. 250 to 1 first round leader. Fucking Monday qualified. He has a first round leader in Texas.
Where?
I don't remember. But I know it was in Texas.
Asians love
Texas. And I hit it. The what now?
Asians love Texas.
I think Koreans love Texas.
Okay. Is he all Korean?
Yeah. No, he's not Korean. Oh, wait, is he Korean? Sung Kang? No, Kang's not Korean.
Okay. Yeah, I think he is.
Is he? Oh, let's look it up. I know KJ Choi lives there. I know a bunch of other dudes live there. Let's see. Sung Kang. All right. So do you like anybody else between that? Oh, what about Billy Ho? Give me your thoughts on Billy Ho. I never get this fucking guy right.
No, Probably not. He does have some win equity, but no. But I do like I do like some guy. Some guy.
He's South Korean.
Yeah, I said that. Well, you said that. He wasn't. You fuck.
I said I wasn't sure.
Okay. Yeah, sure. I mean, 65-1 doesn't feel like a good price at all.
You mean a good price as far as like unfair to the caliber golfer he is, or
no? Like I just like Billy Hill was like 300-1 a couple weeks ago. Now he's 65-1.
Okay,
he's won in Texas though.
Listen, I'm not a Billy Hill guy. I've heard his name kicked around on Twitter a little bit, and I know my co-host Steve loves to waste money on him, so just wanted to get check the temperature on him.
Yeah, I like some guys.
Okay, last week.
I like some guys north of 100.
Yeah, me too.
I like Novak.
Let's go there. Me too. 150-1. Let's go. I've been cashing top 20s on him for like a month. It's been beautiful.
Novak, I like. Love Hubbard. Love Hubbard. Wow. Hubbard first round leader, mortal. Dude, the guy just spikes with his irons. And he spikes with the putters when he doesn't hit his irons well. And one day he's just going to put it together and fire like a 62. I like Hubbard. Can he win? No, but I think it's a good spot for him. Billy Ho, sure. I don't hate it. I really like Cam Champ.
Cam Champ, 101. I got him down to first one of the first bets I laid. I did Wyndham, Cam Champ, Novak, and Matthias Schmid as my first
bets a
week. And those are the only bets that I have.
No, Cam Champ, like legitimately though. Thinks driver putter. Driver
yeah.
putter.
Yeah, he's bad at golf though.
Like, not good at golf, could miss cut.
Yeah.
But he's been putting the lights out.
Rounded in the form for the Masters. But yeah, is he in this year?
No. No.
Well, dude, no, he was in last year because all he did was top 10 that fucking place until last year.
No. But the thing is, for me, is that I was talking about it on my show, is that all the guys that have won the non-elevated events have not been in the elevated events. Like, they've actually had motivation. They've actually had something to play for. Like Grayson Murray, Nick Dunlap, fucking Jake Knapp, last week Malnati. Like, these guys are not in the elevated events, and I think it's not a coincidence at this point. Like, I kind of like Strokes Gain not in elevated events. Like, those guys have been the ones showing up and winning. I think it's a little bit different this week, but guys like Hubbard, Novak, Cam Champ,
I hate it.
Joey B, Matt Wallace, first round leader. Matt Wallace, first round leader.
So I like Matt Wallace in his fucking three ball as well, like a lot. So I'll join you. Fuck, I can make you pull it up. But I'll join you
why with him on first round leader.
Why do I like fucking Matt Wallace? Because he's playing a couple bums and he plays well in these shitty fucking events. And he's actually shown up. I can't, hold on, let me look. Keep talking while I'm fucking scrolling. Why do you like Matt Wallace as a first round leader? How's that? Keep talking. What's his tee time?
I don't know, but he was nuked on Bookmaker. And usually when guys are nuked on Bookmaker, I bet him first round leader. And it's worked out before.
All right. So
he's a Texas guy.
Yeah, he's definitely a Texas guy.
And I like Matty Schmid.
Yeah, me too. I think it was Friday at the Players. I was talking to CP and I was like, yeah, look at this fucking leaderboard. I was like, if Matty Schmid wins, I fucking quit.
And now you're betting about 100.
Yeah, why not? Fuck it. It's a crappy bet.
He's a bomber. He's got
like three top 20s in his last
like. He's a bomber. He's back into form. He missed a ton of cuts, but
here's why I like Matt Wallace. Going off at 9:15, going against Gary Woodland and Brant Snedeker. So it's plus 140. That's why I like it.
Nuke. I'd rather bet him 100-1 first round leader. There's more.
Why not both? It's you can do both, Brian.
I'm not gonna do. I have friends that do it and like love it, but I just not.
You also you thought you should poo poo first round leaders too, and now you're a fucking crackhead about it. So
erroneous. You know, we'll see. Erroneous on both counts.
We'll see.
I've never poo pooed on first round leader.
You've definitely poo pooed on first round leader. I'm too lazy to go pull it up.
I never fucking said it. Maybe I was like 12 years old.
Yeah, that's when we first started talking. When I was trying to give you candy and groom you,
like P. Diddy.
That's like P. Diddy, baby.
Yeah, that shit's crazy.
Well, P. Diddy,
like nothing will happen from it, though.
Like, what do you mean?
What?
Epstein got killed in a jail cell.
Nothing ever comes out once. Like,
R. Kelly went to prison.
Like, everyone,
R. Kelly's never getting out of prison.
What? Okay, that's different. Like, everyone thinks that there's, like, this underground, like, child pedophilia, ring with the Hollywood elites. Yeah. Like, it never gets exposed. And
I don't think it's just the Hollywood elites. I think it's just sex trafficking and in general.
Okay.
In drug trafficking, they arrested what they called his drug mule in Miami with two felony counts of fucking cocaine and something else when he stopped his private jet. The ATF got him yesterday. Listen, Puff Diddy's going to be with R. Kelly. They can be fucking in their white
suits. You really think he'll go to jail?
I don't. Dude, what am I looking at the fucking case files? I have no idea. Like,
All I know is a woman
pressed sexual harassment charges against him. He filed out of court the next day.
Yeah, I saw that.
He didn't drag that shit out. He paid that woman off within 24 hours. He's like, here you go. Shut your mouth.
I like Nate Lashley.
Oh God, fucking Steve likes Nate.
The guy fucking played in the group with Scotty, and he's a bomber. Dude, yeah, but like, why the hell not? Nate Lashley, 175-1. He has some Texas ties.
Yeah, 175. Yeah, listen, man, when you get to this range, fucking pick your shitty golfer. Who cares?
No, seriously.
Because everybody was shit on you for playing fucking Malnati last week.
Dude, the guy made seven.
Playing Murray.
The
so
guy,
who cares?
The guy gained seven strokes on approach at the Players.
Okay.
Like, give me Nate Lashley, dude.
You got excited about Lashley.
Yeah, what's dude.
Top, what's 150-1? So he's what? Probably 6-7-1, top 20?
Nuke. Like, definitely also like bet to miss cut, but I like both, to be honest. Remember when everyone bet Taylor Pendrith at like 35-1? He's 200-1.
Shit on them then, and I'll shit on him now.
He's 200-1 this week.
He still blows.
Maddie Need 225, like that. SH Kim, Texas guy.
I don't know what to do with SH Kim. I feel like he's short, but then he like shows up with these like tougher, longer courses for some reason.
Yeah, what's he been up to? I don't hate SH Kim.
I know he almost took first round leader 3 weeks ago.
Yeah, Honda, he was up there.
Yeah, which is 3 weeks ago, right?
Maybe.
Yeah.
So who else would you want to bet?
Nobody. That's it. Down this far, Scam Champ, Novak, Schmid. I guess maybe Lashley, maybe.
Are you not good, but
oh yeah? We fucking boring you, Brian?
No, I just been talking for a long time. Like, you don't see yourself betting anyone like below 100?
I mean, Novak's 150, Schmid's 150, Scam Champ's fucking 100. Like, that's fine for
you. You're going to win them and all those guys.
It's Wyndham and three guys below 100? Yeah. Yeah, I will absolutely do that.
There what?
And one Siwoo Kim.
Oh, and Siwoo. Okay. And Siwoo.
Yeah.
Okay. I
can add guys over 100. That's it.
I don't hate that card. That's fine.
Whatever. Wyndham Clark and a bunch of dots. And especially when you said that nobody's won it other than people who have been in elevated events, that's enough of narrative for me to bite on that. Like, I don't hate.
Yeah, I mean, Chris Kirk, but that was an elevated event. So throw Chris Kirk out. And then Nick Taylor was the only one that wasn't in it. But because he won the year before, but still, he was like a long shot.
Yeah.
Like, Press Cup year.
Yeah. Yeah, I like it. All right. What else you got? Anything? Any mortgage lock whale plays?
No.
Positionals, matchups, nothing?
Like, no, I'm fading Tom Hoagie.
Love it.
For sure.
Yeah, he blows.
Like, big fade on Tom Hoagie this week. I also like Scotty Wyndham dual forecast, like 40-1.
Oh, that's a great number. Fuck out of here.
What?
It's horrible.
How?
You're calling it exacta and you're getting fucking 40-1 with a field of 100.
It could go either way.
Terrible.
You're out.
Terrible.
All the other exactas were like 100-1.
Yeah, because they all, first of all those bets are sucker bets. They're fucking terrible.
Okay. I'd
rather stay my dick in a draw than bet that shit.
It's 40-1.
Yeah, it's a terrible bet. The odds aren't even good. 40-1 is not good for that.
Wait. Oh, you're going to hate me.
What?
Dual forecast, Scotty and Wyndham is 22-1.
Oh, that's even worse, dude. Shut the fuck up.
But it could go either way.
Oh, no. Oh, really? It could go 1-2 or 2-1?
Scotty Thiggs is 35. Scotty Will is 45. Stop it.
How about this? I'll just take your action. You just text me and I'll take your action.
What about, will you give me Scotty Yeggs?
Sure. What are the odds?
100-1.
Yeah. I'll give you 50-1. How's that?
What?
I'll give you 50-1.
It's 100-1. Why wouldn't I just bet the 100?
Oh, 150-1.
Sorry, you'll give me 150-1 on Scotty Yeggs dual forecast.
Correct.
Okay.
$100 bet minimum.
You can't pay that out.
How do you know?
You're going to pay me fucking 10 grand.
I mean, I don't think, I mean, I am that sure it's not going to hit.
You're going to send me 15 grand. No, but let me bet $20 on it.
All right, fine. I'll take 20. That's fine. I'll take 20.
You pay me 2,500 if it's Scotty Yeggs dual forecast.
Yes. Air. Yeah, there you go. Okay. Yeah, you did it right the first one. Fine.
No, okay. I mean, I, good luck, I guess.
All right, fucking I guess I'll put out my first round leaders tomorrow night. Top 20s, I like Clack, -140. I like Novak 3-1, Scam Champ 4-1, Ben Griffin 3-1. What do you think about Moore? Fucking +250 for a top 20.
It's a red state. You bet Taylor Moore in red states.
That's right. That's right.
I don't hate it. Don't hate it.
All right. Yeah, I'll put out the rest of the CAD. I don't know.
Is Steve Finney out of card?
I don't know. I told you he's in Bali hanging.
Is he actually?
He's getting fruit fed to him.
What the hell was that?
How are you, buddy? I don't know. Cam was just jumping in.
Hey, BK, I want your thoughts. Steve says this course is a lot like, I mean, it's pretty much set up as close to Augusta as we can get.
That's next week, bud.
No, I think this course is pretty similar.
For this week, too?
So, Sam Bennett is making his first start this season.
Thanks for fucking mercy with Sam Bennett.
I don't hate it.
I mean, he played lights out at Augusta. The question is, did he only play lights out at Augusta because he was in a featured group with Scotty, or because historically he does play lights out when he has cameras on him? So, is playing with two not great golfers at 9-10 off of 10 on.
They're going to be yelling at him for his fucking pace of play because Scotty has more decorum, but old Joe Blow doesn't give a fuck. He's going to tell him, stop hanging out over the ball for 10 minutes and swing. You fucking scumbag.
I mean, I think he could top 10, 5-1, outright 250-1.
I don't hate it.
What did he place at Augusta? He T6, T7?
No, I don't. I think he fell off, but at a point he was up there. He's probably good in difficult conditions.
Yeah.
Cam has to talk about Texas golfers.
Yeah, I mean, he's a Texas guy.
Wasn't he the asshole who blew us off?
Yeah, he is kind of a dick, but he's.
Wait, so good. Who do you like this week, Cam?
So you can bet every Aggie. There's four Aggies playing this week. They're all over 135-1. Chandler Phillips, T3.
Oh, he looked good last week.
Chandler Phillips, Aggie, class of 2018, Giggum. You can bet Ryan Palmer at 250. You can bet Sammy B at 250. You can bet Cam Champ at 1.
I mean, Cam Champ's your winner.
Yeah.
Remember when you nuked him at the Masters last year and he missed the cut?
Yeah, well, we put it all on DFS.
No, I nuked Jordan Spieth because I was on that narrative that he wins on Easter, and
that's right,
he did not win.
No, you definitely bet Cam Champ a ton at the Masters last year.
We put him in that DFS.
You know him personally?
It was me, you, Andy, and Steve talking about the DFS, and we were all about Cam Champ, and we played so good there. It was the first time he missed a cut in fucking forever.
I went to a couple golf parties, but with Chandler Phillips, but Cam Champ was the year before me. But Chandler Phillips, the golf guys were a little they only hung out with their team. They didn't hang out with any other team.
But you're a 4 handicap.
No, I wish.
I thought you're good at golf.
I'm, I'm like a 13 or 14.
Oh, you're not good at golf. He's good enough.
He's good for a weekend hack. He was a swimmer. He wasn't a golfer.
Yeah.
You swam at Texas A&M.
All right. You guys can fucking text about this shit later. Yeah. All right.
And you were boys with fucking, what's his name?
Yeah. He wore a Speedo and he liked what he saw and they hung out at Patty's together. There was no.
Wait, what was the guy? What's the guy's name?
What guy?
That played well last week from A&M.
Chandler Phillips. He's got a sick mustache like Carson.
Like you were boys with Chandy Fields.
No. I was definitely not boys with him. I went on an 18-game beer pong streak with one of his teammates though one summer. But I tried to mess. He's a coach for Tennessee now, but I tried to message him on Instagram and he just ignores me. It's bad.
Yeah. Steve, are you putting out a card this week? Answer me in the chat.
I'll make Steve put out a card.
He'll text you. He'll put out a card. He's OCD. He can't go a week without putting out a card. Talk about par four. I don't even know
what is that.
What's par4.com?
Is it like this guy's website?
I don't know. All right, this thing has gotten fucking derailed. BK, tell him where to find you.
Oh, yeah, follow me on Twitter if you want. Brian Kirshner _. Wyndham Clark, winner this week. We'll celebrate together.
Let's go. Love it. Go find me hiding and trolling on Twitter, Boston_Cap, or go find Steve in our chat. We'll be back Sunday for a preview probably, and other than that, a couple weeks till Masters. Let's fucking go.